Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Walter Eglinger, E-G-L-I-N-G-E-R. Walter Eglinger is a 66-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on two occasions. Period. The first occurred on 2/15/18 while lifting a patient into a stair chair. Period. The patient would not allow him to move, and he returned her back to the sofa. Period. His left leg then became numb. Period. On 9/18/18, he injured his lower back again in an unspecified fashion. Period. He believes he injured his lower leg, right and left leg, and his feet, and was seen at Inspira emergency room. Period. He understands his final diagnosis to be an L5-S1 degenerative disc herniation. Repaired surgically at L5-S1 with nerve root decompression. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment. Period. He relates prior to these events, he had multiple injuries to his back from moving patients. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, he alleged moving a patient on 2/15/18 caused injuries to his lower back. Period. Medical records show he underwent an MRI of the lumbar spine on 9/22/18. Given a history of low back pain for several years, comma, twisting injury. Period. And put this in bold, this obviously speaks to symptoms before the subject events. Period. And we'll insert those results as marked. Period. New paragraph on 9/27/18. He was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell. Period. He ascertained a history that will be inserted as marked from the first page. Period. He also related seeing a chiropractor in the 1980s and only treated for a couple of sessions for his low back with Dr. Davis. Period. He did not go to the gym or participate in sports. Period. His hobbies included gaming. Period. The only motor vehicle accidents he was involved in were work-related and did not result in any injuries. Period. He had x-rays in the past with his other injuries, but never had an MRI until this injury. Period. History was also remarkable for cardiac ablation, left knee, meniscectomy, sleep apnea, and atrial fibrillation. Period. He's a critical care transport nurse for the past 10 years. Period. He worked for Inspira and Millville for the past 7 years. Period. Prior to that, he worked for Kennedy Stat for 3 years. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Mitchell offered opinions that will be inserted as marked. Period. He wrote his symptoms are numbness, for which epidural steroid injections were not indicated. Period. He did order a Medrol dose pack and activity modifications. Period. On 10/12/18, he underwent lumbar sacral spine x-rays with flexion and extension views. Period. Tellingly, these were compared to a prior study of 12/18/16. Period. And underline that sentence. It showed significant disc space narrowing at L4-5 and L5-S1 and mild spondylosis. Period. There was adequate extension and flexion and normal lordosis. Period. There was multi-level small anterolateral osteophytic spur formation consistent with spondylosis. appear there was moderate to marked disc space narrowing, particularly posteriorly at L4-5, with posterior projecting osseous spur formation. Appear there was moderate to marked posterior disc narrowing at L5-S1. Period. He returned to Dr. Mitchell on 10/24/18. Period. He noted the results of the lumbar MRI from 9/22/18 and the x-rays from 10/12/18. Period. At that juncture, it was noted he had a history of recurrent low back pain with a new work-related incident on 9/18/18 that did not affect his lumbar spine but did cause left lower extremity numbness and an S1 and possibly L5 distribution. But he also had right foot numbness, which can be S1. Period. Dr. Mitchell opined the new bilateral S1 involvement and possibly L5 symptoms would be related to the incident. But his chronic back pain was not aggravated or exacerbated with this incident. But he did not agree that epidural steroid injections were indicated. Period. He was seen on 11/12/18 by Dr. Pulser. He performed epidural steroid injections on 11/29/18 and 1/31/19. Period. He followed up with Dr. Mitchell but remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph on 3/7/19. Surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. He had physical therapy postoperatively, culminating in an FCE on 6/19/19. Period. This deemed he performed it with maximum effort. Period. It deemed he was capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. He had another MRI on 12/17/19, given a history of low back pain for several months with numbness in both feet. Period. He claimed to have been injured lifting patients and had a laminectomy earlier this year. Period. This study was compared to an MRI of 9/21/18. Period. Insert those results here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Mitchell through 7/9/19. He had completed 8 weeks of physical therapy and could now perform a home exercise program. The results of his FCE were reviewed. Dr. Mitchell placed these permanent restrictions on him and was going to return on an as-needed basis. He was advised to stay on his gabapentin, which was providing relief. Period. Final diagnosis was acute lumbar radiculopathy at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he was wearing hearing aids. Period. He expressed about 2 months ago he noticed small amount of bowel incontinence with changes in positions especially. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. There were bruises about both knees and scratches that he attributed to bushes. Period. He had white paint spots on his leg that he states was from painting a house. Period. Motion of the right knee had a 10-degree extension lag but was full in flexion. Period. Motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Soft touch sensation was diminished. on the ankles distally, bilaterally. Paired pinprick sensation was diminished bilaterally from the knee distally to the feet. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4 plus for left extensor analysis longer strength and 5 minus for plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Threats of that section is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, umbilical. Inspection revealed a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars, each measuring 1 inch in length, with preserved low data curve. Pretty set, comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 75 degrees. Period extension bilateral rotation and side bending were full. Period right side bending elicited tenderness. Period supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited only hamstring tightness, but no low back or radicular complaints at 90 degrees. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Walter Eglinger alleges to have injured his back at work on both 2/15/18 and 9/18/18 when maneuvering patients. Period. We are not in receipt of records pertaining to the first incident. Period. After the event of 9/18/18, he was quickly referred for a lumbar MRI on 9/22/18 to be inserted here. Period. He also quickly came into the neurosurgical care of Dr. Mitchell. Period. At his referral, x-rays of the lumbar spine were done on 10/12/18 and were compared to a study of 12/18/16 that speaks to chronicity and pre-existing problems with his lower back. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Eglinger accepted a series of injections but remained symptomatic. Period on 3/7/19, he underwent surgery to be inserted here. Repeated physical therapy postoperatively, culminating in an FCE on 6/19/19. Period insert the same results I quoted above. He had a repeat MRI on 12/17/19 to be inserted. Period. This was done at the referral of Dr. Balogun, B-A-L-O-G-U-N, with the history noted above. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Eglinger found he had mildly decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. He had dried paint on his legs that he attributed to painting a house. Period. He also had abrasions on his legs that he attributed to walking through bushes. Period. Both of these findings reflect his extensive remaining or retained functional capabilities. Period. New paragraph, there is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period of this assessment, I would apportion 7.5% to pre-existing conditions and the balance to the subject work injuries. Period. That is the end.